Long live the Republic of the Philippines.
This is Norman Bates taking over. Senator Taddy is still talking. He ought to be through any minute. We'll feed it to you. Start feeding. Give you the cue to start feeding on Mr. McNutt's introduction. As soon as this is over, he is through now. Stand by. Stand by. About 30 seconds. Stand by. Stand by. Stand by. Mr. McNutt is up. Take it.
Loyal friend and wise counselor in days of peace, the defender and the liberator of the Philippines.
Mutual respect and mutual affection.
The qualities which now bind our two peoples together, founded upon a community of interest and dedication to common purposes and common ideals, will not diminish with a sovereign change this day has wrought. For 48 years, as our two peoples have marched forward shoulder to shoulder toward a common destiny, through the bitterness of war and the oft times onerous adversities of peace, a purposeful relationship has been welded, which will not yield to sovereignty, nor to any man-made convention, nor to any artificial political distinction. A relationship which will last forever. For 48 years, since my father first led our army down St. Galong Road to liberate this great city of Manila, close identification with you has been my personal privilege. Through these years, I have witnessed with admiration your magnificent progress in self-sufficiency and your long, earnest, and unyielding aspiration for independence. Through these years of steady and advancing preparation, by your resolute perseverance in holding firmly to the course long charted by the architects of your political future, despite seeming insurmountable obstacles which barred the way, the world must bear witness that you have earned the right that this day of destiny might be. Let history record this event in crowning letters, as depicting a new height of nobility in the relationship between two separate and distinct peoples of the earth, peoples of the East and peoples of the West. Despite racial, cultural, and language differences, and great distances of geographical separation, they forged an affinity of understanding which survived both the vigors of peace and the shock of war. They settled roots all time with the deceptive philosophy that East is East and West is West, and never the twain shall meet, by demonstrating through complete and effective cohesion that people of the East and peoples of the West have common cause in human progress, and can live together, and live together, and strive together toward a common destiny. Let history record this event in the sweep of democracy through the earth as foretelling the end of mastery over peoples by power of force, the end of empire as the political chain which binds the unknowing weak to the unyielding strong. Let it be recorded as one of the great turning points in the advance of civilization in the age-long struggle of man for liberty, for dignity, and for human betterment. As this infant republic stands at the threshold of an adventure in the society of other nations upon an identical sovereign plane, its political destiny depends upon the courage and wisdom of its leadership,
and the unity of its people. Never in history have more vital and complex issues stroked mankind than today. Never have issues weighed more heavily upon the destiny of the human race. And their solution to this new republic may be called upon to take its stand. God grant that it may raise its voice firmly and fearlessly in alignment with those great forces of right which seek to avoid the destructive influences which, despite our past victories, still harass the world. I rejoice with you that your great political goal has this day been reached, and shall watch your forward march under the banner of your own sovereignty with deep pride in the achievements of your past and with abiding confidence in those of your future. In behalf of the great army which I here represent, I stand at salute to the Republic and the people who proudly compose it. This land and this people I have known so long.